And Dawn. Oh, no. Lex.
What?
Dawn.
Bad news for me? I don't need any more today.
No. This is for us, Dawn. For us. Bad. This is scary news for the two of us. Okay. Just in case we were going to go to Cape Cod. I don't know if you're heading to Cape Cod this weekend.
Oh.
But this is absolutely frightening. Take a listen. Here's a GMA moments ago. This is no joke.
This morning, summer may be over, but the sharks are still out.
No.
Over Labor Day weekend, this great white spotted less than 10 feet from the shoreline in Cape Cod.
Ah!
Its massive dorsal fin gliding above the waterline. Tims and Mackenzie captured these images of the shark.
Coming back!
Mackenzie says she's been coming to this beach for more than 25 years and noticed the seals avoiding the water. Then she saw why.
About 2 hours later, we saw the fin. It was only about 10 feet away from us.
She estimates it was 12 to 14 feet long and 3 to 4 feet wide. Brad Coolis also spotted the shark.
It was absolutely stealthy. It was silent. You couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And only when the fin came up did you see it.
July to October is peak time for shark activity in the Northeast.
An increase in human activity in the water during the summer results in an increase in opportunities for sharks and humans to get together.
Usually, beaches tend to see less traffic this late in the season. But with COVID-19 delaying the start of the season and more people working from home, this year might be different. Some beaches extending their seasons, like those along the Jersey Shore and parts of New York. Multiple shark sightings were reported on Long Island earlier this summer. Lifeguards have been on high alert following shark attacks like one off the coast of Maine. 63-year-old Julie Dimperio Hollowock was killed during the incident. She was wearing a wetsuit, and experts say the shark may have mistaken her for a seal.
Oh! Whoopsie. Horrifying!
Oh, they always do say that. Oh, the shark mistake. They just want to eat whatever they can, don't they? They're it could be a seal, hungry. Could be a person. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole follow the seals thing, I didn't realize. I'm going to use that now.
Yeah, follow the seals.
Follow the seals.
If the seals are scared, you best be scared too.
Seriously, it's like when you see crows and stuff, it means like death or the end of the world.
Yeah.
Follow the seals. If you see seals getting out of the water, you better get your ass out of the ocean.
There's a shark coming.
There's a shark. The seals are smarter.
Shark's house.
I was watching this as it aired, and that fin out of the fin out of the water. It looked like a sailboat. I mean, it was huge.
Kenny's not kidding. That story. Yeah.
Wow.
If you think the audio was scary, Kenny's absolutely right. And you know what, Kenny? I found even more frightening is she said it quickly. But guys, did you hear the track? 10 feet from the shore, from the sand. You think that you're safe, but that thing was 10 feet from the shore.
That must be
and
a big
14
drop-off.
Feet long. 14 feet. That's longer than that crap can car of yours, Dawn, sitting out in the parking lot right now.
God. That's 2.5 of me.
No.
Whoa.
Just can you imagine being in the water and having it be right near you?
No. Oh, my God. My privates just literally fell off.
I thought it would be cool. And then when it actually happened to me. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lex. Dawn's vagine fell off.
Yeah.
This just in. Just laying on the floor in the FM 107 control room.
Yeah.
Dawn's vagine.
Dawn, just leave it there. Let the other shows find it. That'll be funny.
Go get
it.
Clean that mess up.
What is this?
What is this?
Oh, my God. Dawn was told a story about a great white shark this morning. What do you think?
Hey, Dawn. Yeah. You left it in the control room.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh. But it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Well, the sharks know COVID's happening. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, now these humans are just they just want to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Let's go, Myrtle. They're calling all their shark friends. They're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there.
Yeah,
we're like a bag of Doritos to them, aren't we? They just reach in and grab a few and munch. For
yes,
a while.
Oh, I mean God. Seriously,
I don't. I don't even want to think about it.
No. Hashtag follow the seals, right, Lex? Follow the seals.
Yeah, follow the seals. That's what I learned from that one.
I know.
When it comes to a great white shark like that, I've been in the water with a black-tipped fin shark, and that was scary enough. I just didn't realize, in the moment, you're like, whoa, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But
for the great white shark, that length and that size, those, the ones that I was swimming with were more docile. I mean, this one, you know that if they're 10 feet from the shore, they're ready for a buffet.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I gotta get out here and get, I mean, there's so many people on the beach are like, hey, guys, check it out.
Oh, it's Golden Corral to them, girl. It's like,
right.
It's the Mystic Lake Crab Leg.
And they're
Tuesday.
Going through the line.
And they're like, ooh, there's people legs on the buffet today.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to get a second plate.
Yeah, they're going through the line multiple times. Yeah.
There's prime rib. There's some mac and cheese.
Where's the gravy?
Exactly.